1-800-449-8686.
We're going to talk about judging athletic competition. The Canadian couple and the Russian couple and that whole thing. And how does this relate to us as Americans? Well, you know the story out of the Olympics. The Canadians thought they had the gold medal. The Russians won it. And athletic competition, especially athletic competition that becomes as subjective as opposed to an objective judgment, is certainly the kind that can cause controversy. And here in the United States, we have our fair share of gymnastic competitions and diving competitions and swimming and so on and so forth, figure skating. Bobby Dooley is with the Southern California Parent Athletic Review Board. What happened in Salt Lake City, Ms. Dooley, with regard to the French and Russian judge, is not unheard of. Is that right?
Well, Phil, I'm a little bit disappointed in the media and in Bob Costas, I think, in making this seem like it's a lot more controversial than it needs to be.
So it's not controversial?
Well, let's separate the fact from fiction, Phil. Judges often consult with each other prior to a decision. Referees, especially in American sports, will many times favor one team over another. It's very common for a referee to accept a favor or gratuity from a parent or a coach in order to keep that playing field level.
And what we're talking about here is a French judge having been influenced by the Russian judge. Is that right?
Well, influenced. What happened in the case of the Canadian figure skaters and the Russian figure skaters is that the French judge and the Canadian judge cut a deal whereby if the French judge voted for the Russians in that competition, the Russians would
vote for the French in the ice dancing?
Vote for the French in the ice dancing, exactly. This is very, very common. It happens all the time. But if you watch NBC, if you watch Bob Costas talk about this, who is, in my opinion, barely qualified to sit behind a microphone, all he can do is hysterically fan the flames of this non-issue. He's waving his hands all over the place. His hair is askew, like some maniac. And meanwhile, who gets hurt? The judges, the athletes, the parents.
Oh, so this is very common, and they are saying it's not. Is that correct?
Phil, we do more than
what do you guys, let me ask you something. The Southern California Parent Athletic Review Board, what do?
Well, we consult with the officials after each game to make sure they have officiated evenly. And if during the course of a game there seems to be a lopsided score or has one team player doing better than another. For instance, this season in basketball, our son Seth was involved in a youth league game, and there was a foul call that was pivotal, and it was going to hurt our son's team. We asked for an official timeout. I conferred with the referee, Jim Nye. We went into the locker room. I performed a sex act on him, and please...
No, wait.
No, please reserve your judgment, all right?
And we're talking about judges, and you said you performed a sex act on him.
Please reserve your judgment, though, Phil, because this is not unheard of.
You guys are in a parent athletic review board. Your son's basketball team was doing badly. You say that it is common for parents to consult with the officials to get a more favorable ruling to level the playing field.
That's correct.
And you went and performed a sex act on the referee.
May I finish? Because...
Please, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I just want to make sure that I'm hearing you.
Phil, it is not unheard of. It's going on all over America. It's good for our children. The boys eventually won the game.
How is this good for the children?
You know, Phil, if there is any kind of a mother out there who loves her children the way I love my children, there isn't anything, and let me underline the word, anything, that I'm not capable of doing. And I would ask you a question right now. Have your boys ever won a basketball or football game?
You know, Ms. Dooley, I want...
Have your boys ever won a basketball or a football game, yes or no?
Of course they have.
Well, you better thank your wife, because all of...
Well, you're not going to accuse my wife of doing this, because I refuse to think that my wife did it.
Well, all over America, there are women who love their children, and they want them to do well athletically.
Are you saying to me that loving your children and having them do well athletically means even having sex with the referee or a judge in an athletic competition?
I am saying that I love my boys so much that nothing, and I mean nothing, will stop me from helping them do whatever they can do to better their lives and their careers. And
well, I doubt very much if there are women out there that agree with you.
If there's a woman out there that doesn't agree with me, then she's not a woman at all.
And well, you're engaging in some hyperbole here.
The process of parental intervention is key to fair play among youth sports. So in 3 weeks, the Southern California Regionals in girls gymnastics is going to take place. We have a woman whose daughter is frankly the weak link on our gymnastic team, Janice Greeley. We have said to her, if need be, and only if need be, that if a sexual gratuity is needed, that she is the one that...
Oh, so now you're telling these women what to do?
Her daughter is not a very strong player on the team. She's not a very strong performer. So this is...
So in other words, when you tell me that it is not unheard of for judges to do favors for other judges, it's also not unheard of for a referee or a judge to do a favor for a parent, you're saying that this includes you and possibly other members of your review board performing sex acts on the referees?
You know, you make it sound like it's so...
Can I just, yes or no?
Absolutely. I don't deny it. I'm saying it is not sex...
Is your husband there?
Steve's right, Steve.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Mr. Dooley?
It's not sex, because it's oral. And if she come back, I have chloroseptic there. You can wipe her mouth.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show, talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the Southern California Parent Athletic Review Board.
Phil, this is really about the Olympics, though.
Well, wait a minute, because you're telling me your organization...
And any organization in America, any organization of parents in America, if they love their children.
If they love their children, the mothers will go out there and have sex with the referee.
I didn't say have sex. I said perform a sex act on. Very different.
Very different.
Very different.
1-800-449-8686 is the number on our show. Janice Greeley's daughter, Kim, is on the gymnastics team for Western Estates. You mentioned that her daughter is not a very strong player and that you elected Janice as the one who would be dishing out the sexual gratuities?
We didn't elect her, Phil. We basically said to her, we think it would be fair, since her daughter is not the best performer on the team, that she elect to pursue that end of our parental responsibility. These children, Phil, you have to understand, can be devastated by a loss of an event. I encourage parents to aid in the development of their children's fair play. And if that means a sexual favor to a referee, then we've done our job as a parent. But I really resent you characterizing this as me having sex with a referee. I do not have sex with referees. I have sex with my husband.
Then what are you doing with a referee in the locker room?
I've got it, Steve. Phil, I am not having sex with a referee in a locker room.
Well, you said you performed a sex act on the referee of a basketball game in the locker room, and then your son's team won.
Because he leveled the playing field.
Leveled the playing field. He cheated, right?
No, that is not cheating.
That's not cheating, Mr. Henry. Cheating's when the team's already even.
What we're doing, Phil, is we are making sure that it is a level playing field for amateur athletes. These are amateurs. They're not professionals. Are you crazy?
I always thought, all right, well, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I always felt that amateur athletics at the high school and college level, and even as with children, had to do with fair competition.
You can't have fair competition when one team is heavily weighted over the other one. You have to have a level playing field. The referees help in that, and we as parents sometimes have to encourage them. And if it means going underneath the grandstand, I don't know. You know, Phil, you make me feel like dirty, and I'm not dirty. We go out to a parked car. Everybody's happy.
No money changes hands.
No money changes hands. It's strictly on the basketball court.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sandra, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, whatever mm-hmm. happened to teamwork, whatever mm-hmm. happened to sportsmanship, whatever mm-hmm. happened to, you know, try your best. If you don't succeed, try again. I mean, what are we teaching our children when we are going in and saving them from learning how to lose and lose gracefully? I mean, not every team is going to win. I mean, my husband played college athletics, and I'll tell you what, I would have never gone and performed any kind of sexual act to make sure that his team won, because it's the best team that's going to win.
Your husband never performed? Is it? I don't understand your comment.
My comment is, whatever happened to letting the person who wins win the game? Why influence the game? What do you teach your children? I mean, do your children know that you do this?
If the other team is far better than our team,
then they should win.
No, that's not fair for youth league play. For youth league play, you have to level the playing field. That's why what we do.
Well, leveling the playing field should be up to the coaches when they recruit their team members.
If you
have persons that don't have the capacity to play, then maybe they shouldn't be playing at all.
All right, very good point. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby Dooley about giving sexual favors to referees in order to level the playing field for her kids. The Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley with me from the Parental Athletic Review Board. You have traded sexual favors with referees and judges to enhance your son's athletic competitiveness. You say that's just leveling the playing field. What about the comment that the level playing field should take place out on the playing field?
Well, Phil, anybody that says that does not understand amateur athletics, the difference in children, the difference in the athletic ability of children, and the fact of the matter is that I have a son who we are very, very, very much looking forward to going to Stanford in 2 years. We have been, at least it's our understanding, that he's got a good shot at playing varsity football for Stanford. I don't want anything to stand in the way. Now, that is very important. Stanford is a very important school. It could mean a shot at the NBA or the National Football League.
And so in the locker room you are granting sexual favors.
Nothing, Mr. Hendry, and I mean nothing, stands between me and my sons. You don't get that because you're not a mother. A mother's love for her son is stronger than any bond in the world. You don't get between a dog and his mate.
1-800-449-8686. Sarah, you're on the Phil Hendry. Sarah, was I just talking to you, or no? You're different.
Yes.
I was just talking to you.
Yeah. No, you didn't talk
okay,
with me.
Go
but
ahead.
You know what? My daughter is in this sport for over 12 years,
and I never need. It's not Sarah.
To do no favors to
Sarah.
Judges or anything like this, and she's on full scholarship. So you are very stupid to even to say this.
Why am I stupid? My son.
Because you don't need to have sex with nobody, even to offer nothing to get anything.
Yes, we did.
He was really bad.
You
athlete.
Have to listen to me. We were going to lose that game. But the minute I took Jim Nye into the locker room and quote-unquote explained things to him, boom, we won the game by 10 points.
Yeah, because I never heard such a thing
boom.
Like this. Because my
boom.
Daughter, she's in gymnastics over
mm-hmm.
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's on full scholarship,
mm-hmm.
and she
mm-hmm.
earned this. She earned everything what she's doing, she's earning.
But look at how hard you made her work when all you had to do is to disseminate a sexual gratuity. And you didn't do that. Instead, you made your daughter work and
yes,
get up early.
To earn everything she does.
Create a fatigue
this
in that child.
This is the reason she's in full scholarship in LSU, one of the highest school you can have in the college.
What if you could have gotten that scholarship for her by simply, as we say, clang, 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 the dinner bell?
No,
what
we
do you mean,
need to
clang,
do it
clang,
you
clang?
The hardworking style. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's? I don't understand. You and your daughter aim for big problems because you didn't help her out.
I didn't. I helped her. I put her through college. What you talking about?
I worked
very hard with her.
No, you didn't.
And
you
she's a gymnast. She's a hardworking child. So don't tell me I didn't work hard with my daughter.
You told me you didn't have sex with her coach, right?
No, I didn't.
Well, then you didn't help her.
Yeah. Oh, if I have sex with your coach, she's going to be in the Olympics, maybe.
Absolutely, yes.
Wait a second.
You are so selfish. You know, you're really a selfish mother.
No, I'm not.
No, you're very selfish.
I have a son who is in college scholarship.
All right.
On athletic scholarship,
okay.
And I didn't need to do whatever to no judges and nobody else.
The boy would not have had to have worked as hard had you had sex with his coach.
And what's wrong is he working hard? What's wrong with this?
Because he has to study. He has to have his academics.
How long you can stay with your son and do a favor to anybody? All your life you're going to do it?
Do you know that your daughter could have had a gold medal around her neck by now if it wasn't for you?
She don't need a gold. She achieved whatever she wants. She's in college.
If it wasn't for your selfish behavior.
She achieved everything she wants in life.
Oh, come on,
Farrell. And she's going to continue to achieve on her own.
The only way to help your kids is to have a fish, some kind of a bratwurst or fish taco.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
You think you're going to get your...
And you should even be on this show.
I should not be on the show. Wait a minute. My son studies very hard. He gets straight A's. And, yes, he gets a starting position on the basketball team because his coach and I have a understanding.
Uh-huh.
Now, all right.
So because you did a favor, sex favor, your kids achieve whatever he achieved?
Pretty much,
yeah. If not, he's not going to have nothing, right?
The coach and I meet every Friday afternoon in his car.
Uh-huh.
20 minutes later, my son's starting center that night.
Oh, my God.
So your daughter
Your
daughter has a tough enough road ahead of her with the obvious problem
you have
with the language.
You are a slut, I think.
What do you
really do.
How dare you?
It's a shame.
My wife's not a slut because it's not sex.
How can you say it's not sex?
Bill Clinton,
it's not sex. It's not sex. It's simply ringing the dinner bell. It's ringing the dinner bell.
To have a mother like you.
You know, Bobby, you come on. Thank you very much for your call, Sarah, by the way. 1-800-449-8686. Don't you understand? You can't say that you're giving sexual favors or performing a sex act on a coach or a referee without people thinking that you're some kind of a whore. You're getting...
I really resent that word, Mr. Henry. I am not a...
How do you figure that you're not a whore?
Because I'm doing it for my son.
My wife's not a whore, Mr. Henry.
You're doing it for your son.
I'm doing it for my son. My son, who was born with a congenital heart problem. My son who almost died at the age of one. My son who had to walk with leg braces until he was five. And now he stands on the precipice of an athletic scholarship to Stanford University. Hello. I'm not talking about Duke. I'm not talking about Notre Dame. I'm not talking about Harvard. I'm talking about Stanford, and there are millions of mothers out there doing the same thing as me.
All right. I'm sorry about your boy's health problems.
Well, you certainly don't sound like it.
My wife wanted to ring the dinner bell. Why can't I ring dinner bell?
I'm doing it for the children.
1-800. What do you mean your wife's ringing the dinner bell?
Okay.
Charlotte, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I've never called a talk show before,
mm-hmm.
but I just
mm-hmm.
I could not believe what I'm hearing on
mm-hmm.
the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to call
mm-hmm.
to say it's hard for me to fathom how
mm-hmm.
you can perceive
mm-hmm.
this as being love for your child.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
I see you teaching your children is
mm-hmm.
that it's okay
mm-hmm.
to do whatever you feel you need to do
mm-hmm.
so that they can
mm-hmm.
win a game.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what is it teaching other
mm-hmm.
athletes that spend
mm-hmm.
time after school, all the hours they put in to perfect their sport?
Oh, Charlotte, those are good questions. Can I ask you to hang on? We're up against our break, but you'll be first out when we come back, all right? Charlotte, hello?
I'm here.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I'm with Bobby Dooley from the Southern California Parent Athletic Review Board. Parents getting involved in the athletic efforts of their children to a destructive end has been well documented. Now you've got yourself giving sexual favors to coaches and to referees as if to say that, you know, as a justifiable means to the end of getting your kids an athletic scholarship so their team will win. And now you've got a woman, Janice Greeley, you're forcing her to do the same thing. Otherwise, her kid's off the team, right?
Phil, her daughter is not a very good gymnast.
And all right, her daughter may not be a good gymnast, but you told this woman when they go to the regionals in San Diego, she's expected to have sex with one of the judges. Otherwise, her daughter Kim's off the team. Didn't you tell her that?
You got a right to say it.
Is your wife the coach?
You got a right to say it.
I help fund that.
Are you the coach, Ms. Dooley?
No, I am not. But Steve and I do an awful lot of volunteer work. You know, I don't like the tone of your questions. I don't like the accusatory tone. What I do is perfectly acceptable under the guidelines of the Southern California Parent Athletic Review Board.
No, wait a minute. Under the guidelines of the Southern California Parent Athletic Review Board, you can go and have oral sex with a referee in the locker room at halftime.
Sexual gratuity is a long accepted standard in California high school sports. And the fact that...
No, I, you know what? I don't believe that.
Why was having sex with a chloroseptic?
Well, whatever, man. I don't know what that's got to do with it. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go back to Charlotte, who was hanging on. Go ahead, Charlotte.
I just called because I could not believe what I was hearing.
Is
on the
this
radio.
The lady that I heard before the break?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm involved with my children's activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been approached nor ever talked to any other parents about that.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest is 17.
I've been involved with
that all these years.
Well, I
and
think it's something that you can get involved with. You can bring the parents together and discuss where you might be able to affect changes for your children
by offering a
sexual gratuity.
But how is that a positive role model for
your children? Charlotte, you don't tell your children, Mommy just went into the locker room and had oral sex with the referee. Oh, my God. You don't do that.
Earlier, unless I misunderstood, earlier you said your boys were aware of what you were doing.
No, I did not say that. I said my boys are aware of my involvement in their athletic career. But I'm certainly not waving and going, yoo-hoo, Seth, Mommy's going into the referee now. I'm not wiping my mouth as I'm walking. Good God.
Okay, well, where were you raised?
Where were you raised? I mean, where was she raised?
How do you think, you say it levels the playing field.
Is your name Houston and you're calling from Charlotte?
No.
I'm just joking. I just thought it was cute. Your name's
Charlotte. I'm thinking that your whole...
Your name's Charlotte and you're calling from Houston.
You're going to be Houston calling from Charlotte.
That's funny.
I'm thinking that you have got to be a kid. I just can't believe that a parent raising children with moral value would condone such action.
Well, it's not sex, ma'am. I know what you're thinking. It's not sex. On account of she uses a towel and chloroseptic.
Yeah, but that's what you say. It's not sex, but it is sex. It's oral sex.
Well, no, he's the only one that's making any noise.
But the thing of
Except
it is...
Except my wife, occasionally you can hear a slurp sound.
Will you shut up?
How dare you?
How dare you?
I'm saying, my bottom line is...
Do you care about
children,
your children's
the children
future?
All the children on each team, they go out, they practice,
well,
they
Charlotte,
practice,
if you care about your children's future, you'll ring the dinner bell.
I listen to you, so I think maybe you should listen to just what
I
have to say.
I'm just saying, if you care about your children's future, you'd ring the dinner bell.
No, I disagree, because I feel like in America, you can be what you want to be. And the opportunity is there. But if we have parents that do the things that you do, then the ones that really try and really have the ability
don't get provided
those opportunities.
Ringing the dinner bell, is this part of the...
Ringing the dinner bell.
Yeah, ringing the dinner bell, what's that?
three guesses. The first two don't count.
And what's wrong with you taking
the rep into the hot dog booth to make sure your child gets a scholarship?
Oh, into the hot dog booth now.
Well, at halftime, the players are changing.
Well, I think mm-hmm. it's really sad. I think you need to work on your moral values.
I haven't used the W word yet.
I don't know what that is.
The W word.
I don't know.
All right, I'll use it. Whore.
That's spelled with a W.
Huh?
You said my wife's a whore.
Yes.
That's spelled H-O-R-E.
No, it isn't spelled H-O-R-E. It's spelled W-H-O-R-E.
Well, anyway, in the hot dog booth.
All I'm saying is you keep talking about leveling the playing field, and what you're doing is encouraging
ain't spelled with a W.
To cheat well, other children who have spent time and hours practicing, perfecting their skills.
You're absolutely right.
But then the parent goes in and does the oral sex, and then that levels the playing field.
All I ask is that you discuss it at your next PTO meeting. That's all I ask.
I will not discuss anything. It's just absurd.
Thank you for your call,
Charlotte. Thank you.
Okay.
1-800-449.
As long as I don't put mustard on the wrong dog.
Amy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was calling in reference to Ms. Dooley's comment.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Ms. Dooley, if you would give me the courtesy of just being quiet while I state
I'm listening
back.
To you. I don't. What am I doing? I'm listening to you.
I'm going to try to keep this as uninflammatory as possible, mm-hmm. but I'm going to come at this from two angles.
Mm-hmm.
I both played Little League sports. I played in Little League softball.
Oh, good for you.
I think I learned more from the defeats than I did from the victory.
Now, you played softball as a young girl, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you're not... can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you a lesbian?
Okay, can we...
No, I'm not.
You just,
definitely
I mean,
not.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what is that about?
What does that have to do anything?
What has that got to do with anything?
Well, people have been putting me down for sexual remarks.
Well, then why did you bring that up? Go ahead, Amy.
What I wanted to say is I'm also the mother of two children. And
fish or steak?
I'm from Texas, thank you.
All right.
My two children, I would do anything for, and I underlined anything.
God bless you.
But there is a line, and they learn integrity,
mm-hmm.
they learn self-reliance, and they learn self-respect. By doing things themselves. I will not now, nor will I in the future,
mm-hmm.
ever perform a sexual act for my child to get ahead in anything. My son is extremely musical, and my daughter's extremely athletic. They're both young children and have a full life ahead of them.
If it meant the difference between your boy getting into Juilliard and perhaps standing around a garbage can with flames coming out of it and singing with his friends on a street corner, you wouldn't ring the dinner bell. That's what you're telling me with a serious face.
Let me tell you something.
Standing around a garbage can.
I am raising my children
mm-hmm.
to become adults. An adult is defined by being able to make their own decisions. I am not going to baby my children until they're 30 years old.
All it took is to go underneath the grandstand and come back to the chloroseptic.
Will you knock it off of the chloroseptic? You know, just because you got chloroseptic doesn't mean that your wife didn't have sex with that guy.
My wife doesn't have sex with him.
I'm not even going to go into the sex thing because sex is sex regardless.
You know
of
something?
How you look
every
at it.
Time you won one of your softball games, and your mother returned to the stands with a hanky, did you ever?
My mother hardly ever came to my game, so I don't even want to go there.
All the more reason to think that perhaps there was something going on there.
No,
and maybe there's a need for approval from a woman, and
no,
that might
not
have
at
evolved
all.
Into some lesbian.
Will you get off of that? Get off of
Please,
that,
lady.
Get off of that.
All I wanted to say was you need approval from a female authority figure,
and I thought perhaps.
Okay, if you'll let me finish, all I wanted to say was that it does not harm a child to lose. It does not harm them to work hard. I worked while I was in high school. I played sports. I was in choir, and I was an A student, a straight A student. Plus, I had scholarships and went to college on them. So you can't tell me that it hurt me to work that hard. If anything, it taught me a lot more than it did
having everything had to be on a dinner plate. Do you like ranch dressing?
What does it have to do with anything?
Well, it's a lot like ranch.
Okay, thank you very much. The Southern California Parent Teacher or Parent Athletic Review Board, their number is 213-251-3189 if you want more information.
That's right. That number again.
I gave the number out, okay?
Also, we have chloroseptic and handkerchiefs that are available before game time.
Thanks a lot, folks. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, if you haven't heard yet, the new Best of The Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD is now available. This year's CD entitled Bring It can be purchased right on our website. Just head on over to the philhendryshow.com website, call 1-877-616-7445, or do both to order. This year's CD is filled to the brim with some of the best bits of the year 2001. Pastor William Rennick's on there. Bobby Dooley's on there. In fact, that was Bobby that we just heard. I did the voice of Bobby. Those were real people calling in, talking about Bobby giving out sexual favors underneath the grandstand and in the locker room so that her son can get a scholarship to Stanford. It's been done before. Anyway, and remember that all of the proceeds from our CDs go to help the kind people over at My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Speaking of the Olympics, yesterday we had a writer for the Quebec Review, Claude Bouchard, on to talk about how America ultimately is responsible for the Canadians getting screwed out of that gold medal. If America would just go over there and grab that medal from the Russians and give it to the Canadians, all things would be cool. Here is that from yesterday's show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I can't believe that an entire country is going to pull everything they've ever done for America to...
Yes.
Just because of this gold medal?
I mean, yes, that's right.
What do you want America to
do? How old are you, my friend?
25.
You don't remember something that we gave to America as a gift, We gave as a gift in 1972, and America has yet to pay it back. I want you to listen to this. Phil, do you have it?
Do you have it queued up? Okay, Craig's got it.
Listen to this. This is something. Now, Michael, this is a singer by the name of Anne Murray. Do you know this name?
Of who?
Anne Murray. Do you know who she is?
Listen
to this.
Beneath this gold
Yeah. Isn't that the toe tapper?
The unborn grass lies waiting for
All I want to know is, Michael, what do you expect the Americans to do about this?
I expect the Americans to take Peter Jennings and expel him from the nation. And
not Peter Jennings. The gold medal. I believe they...
I want them to go to the Russians and physically remove the gold medal from them to tell them that they are not entitled to it because the judges were drunk or stoned or were on crank.
Why are you blaming Americans and not the judges?
I want America to publicly accuse the ice-dancing judges of being crack addicts, of having smoked a big fat rock before they started to judge. Yes, that's what I say. Michael, what do you think of that?
Well,
you're
insane. I don't care about ice dancing. I'm talking about ice skating.
Well, whatever this sport, I don't even know what the sport is.
You're a real fan. You don't even know what sport it was.
Yeah, I don't know, some crap.
And if I could, you know that I would fly.
Ice skating.
Okay, it was figure skating. But listen to this, toe tapper. We gave this as a gift. We brought it to the altar of American culture, and we said, you have given us so much great music, from Elvis Presley, of course, all the way to the Beach Boys, and also very much more. May we now give to you, America, a little toe tapper from the Canadian culture. Listen to this.
I'd rather have my eyes gouged out.
You bastard!
I'll second that one.
I would rather... Anne Murray? You're comparing Anne Murray to Jimi Hendrix?
You filthy bastard. What did you say?
I said I'd rather have my eyes gouged out with a grapefruit spoon. What do you think of that?
You filthy, rotten American. We give this to you, and you lift your leg to it?
Could you know that I would fly?
Michael, what do you think?
I just don't understand this guy. I mean, what does he expect us to do? I mean, I think they all out won. They won. So on behalf of the American nation... You
get the gold medal.
Gold.
Well, you have to go get. You might as well ride the big pony like Peter Jennings, for all it's worth to me.
Okay. Do you even know what buggered means?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something that Ann Murray isn't familiar with, I'll tell you that. From what I've been hearing.
All right, thank you very much. Turn it off! It's driving me nuts! Turn it off!
Oh, okay. We gave this to America as a gift on a pillow, almost as if a small gem, and we came to you like children, like children. We said, here, you gave us Jimi Hendrix, you gave us the Beach Boys, you gave us Elvis. May we present to you a small, tiny teardrop of a pearl from our culture. Listen to this. Huh? Is it Toe Tapper from the Canadian nation to you?
It sucks.
You are a filthy scum piece of... I hate you.
Dude, I'm going to hang up on you, but I'll keep listening to the song.
Okay.
And take the snow. Piece of crap.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I had to play that. My first year in radio, I had to play that song. That, Delta Dawn, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. What are some of the other songs that I wanted to commit homicide after listening to? Like, I had a six-hour air shift overnight in Orlando. That's where I started my radio career, and it was a six-hour, midnight-to-six air shift, and I remember what was in hot rotation that summer of 73, my first year in radio. I was 19 years old, and I was playing Spread Your Tiny Wings and Fly Away, and that Danny song, I Am Woman. Let's see. Delta Dawn. That was creepy, that song. Delta Dawn, what's that flower? It gave me the creeps. I'm doing this overnight air shift, and I'm playing a song about a woman that staggers around a railroad station late at night. I mean, the tune, you know the song Delta Dawn? It's about some woman that walks zombified around a railroad station late at night, waiting for some guy to come and get her and take her off to a palatial estate on Park Avenue. And she's been doing it for like 30 years, ever since this dude basically dumped her after a one-night stand while she was working over at the diner. I mean, you talk about pump and dump. That's exactly what happened, and she's waiting at the railroad station for Charlie to come back and sweep her off her feet and, you know, take her away to their country home out there in the Hamptons. And it ain't going to happen, so she sits at the railroad station day after day. And what happens is, I guess people see her, and her name's Delta Dawn, so they sing, Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? And it's the same flower she's been wearing for 30 years, so now it's dead. And they just basically make fun of her because she's the town screwball. And I'm playing this song at like 3 in the morning, thinking that Delta Dawn's going to come staggering into the control room and rip my head off or something, some psycho Frankenstein's daughter nightmare. And then on about that same year, The Exorcist came out, Tubular Bells, you know, that Mike Oldfield tune? So I'm playing that thing at like 2:30 in the morning, and I'm waiting for some kid to come in with her head spinning around, Delta Dawn to come staggering in with a flower on, and that's why I started drinking more than anything else, Doc. Well, the last thing I remember, Doc, it started to swerve. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Tim, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hey, Phil, funniest show on radio or television.
Thanks.
I really appreciate the show. I get a good laugh every night. Speaking of weird stuff, about a week ago, somebody called Art Bell. It was Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and they said, would he ever consider having you on as a guest? And his reaction was, well, yeah, I would consider it, but it would be like talking to my clone.
My
That's
clone?
Exactly what he said.
What does that mean, my clone?
I don't know. He goes, he said that you do such a good imitation of him that it'd be disconcerting to talk to you.
Cool. I'm gonna break into his trailer and use his radio show, whether he likes it or not.